forget everything you know about service stations. Because over the next 3 hours, myself, James, Nick, Harry, and our chauffeur, Matt, will be driving.
I get more of a title than chauffeur.
You're the chauffeur. We're driving down to Kent, and we're going to stop at some service stations and, you know, see what they're all about in what is already being named the most boring travel documentary of the year. So this party's pretty swanky, pretty high-end.
We all had to bring suits.
The guy whose party it is went to Eton, if that gives you any kind of indication of how posh this dude is.
And how and few Matt, females they'll
Matt, Matt, say something.
Hello.
Matt did not go to Eton. Anyway, so we're going to this party down in Kent, and we're thinking we'll just hit some service stations. Maybe we'll learn something along the way. Maybe we'll like learn stuff about each other, about ourselves,
and about service stations.
Yeah, mostly about service stations.
We're being undercut. We're being undercut by a terrifying lorry. James is stressing out.
Right. So for context here, the other day I got hit by a lorry. And I feel like a big theme of this podcast is going to be these three taking the f*** out of me. Even though it's not my fault I got hit by a lorry, but apparently...
like it was, you truck bait, you.
You truck bait. To be fair, this
your
truck...
Your nickname for the rest of this road trip is truck bait.
We've just gone past Watford Gap service stations, the David Beckham of service stations. Wouldn't you agree, Matt?
Well, I don't get football. I mean, it's famous. Is that what you get?
Yeah, it's famous.
Beckham's famous.
Yeah. But we've not stopped at it. Why, Matt? Overrated, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't know what I'm saying. It's like that Stormzy song, Big Fear Boots, yeah.
It's forgotten the heart. It's forgotten what service stations are all about. Well done, everyone. Pretty confident. I got hit by a lorry just before that green bit there, that green
bridge.
When you said the concrete barrier in the middle, it is literally a like that.
That's not even the metal one, is it? That's the proper. You're gonna get die barrier.
Interesting motorway fact for you. We are currently on the longest distance between two junctions on the M1.
Are we?
Between junction 15 and junction 14 is the longest stretch of the motorway before another junction.
So you're not just being entertained by us, you're learning stuff too.
We're at Newport High Road, recommended by April Towers, the band from Nottingham who kind of inspired this. So alright, I'm going to give it a 7.
Out of what?
10.
Oh, 10.
You... Why are we using 10? Use 5.
I'm going to do it out of 10. You do it out of whatever you want.
Cars?
7 out of 10.
Tyres. So I give this service station 3.5 tyres. Which I
have half a tyre.
That's a 7. That's a 7 out of 10. Alright, yeah. 7 out of 10 tyres.
I thought the Dartford Bridge was a tunnel.
Tunnel goes under the bridge.
If
you're going the other way, because obviously this bridge, there's no other side, is it? If you're going the other way, you go under.
Like, why would you go to all the effort of making... Like, if you're building a bridge,
you know
it's not
what
that
it
much
is.
Harder to make it wider.
You know what happened? It was 5 o'clock. They were at deadlock in the meeting deciding. Half of them wanted a bridge, half wanted a tunnel. They thought, compromise, we'll do both.
I don't get the Freud thing. I'm not going to get on well at this party, am I?
Do you not know your Sigmund Freud?
The Tiger People.
What?
Siegfried and Roy.
We're basically in France.
We are, honestly. Like, we're 14 minutes from the Eurotunnel.
Are we actually 14 minutes?
It's something like that.
It's a quick drive.
I saw signs.
How much is the Eurotunnel?
£20.
Yeah, it's not going to be more than that, I don't think.
France.
Hang on, I'll Google it.
No, let's just go to France.
Well, no, let's... Obviously, we're not...
No, let's just go France.
No, but we got to think it through.
Where are we going to stay? Like...
France.
Obviously, yeah.
Lads,
where?
Just on the street
in France. We can get the Eurotunnel to France tomorrow for £30.
Let's just go to France. France.
Don't forget to put your watches forward 1 hour and to drive on the right after leaving the terminal.
Nous espérons que votre traversée avec Eurotunnel a été agréable et souhaitons vous revoir prochainement.
So we're in France.
Hey!
And we're just going to kind of like chill here for a bit, get some baguettes, get some brie. Nick loves a bit of brie.
I love the brie.
Manly loves the brie as well.
So yeah, we'll just get some cheese and then some baguettes for it and then head back. We found a McDonald's. as I was saying, Le Big Back, s'il vous plaît.
Two tarts for 14 euros.
So it's an authentic American dining experience if we want that instead of some French stuff.
Oh, hang on, there's a bakery place.
A bakery.
That way.
Or Le Bakery.
You could probably walk there.
I think it's Le Bakery.
I think both pronunciations are acceptable, aren't they, Harry?
I think it's in this block of things. Let's walk along this block of things.
Le block of things. It's never going to get old.
It is. It already has.
If you're just joining us, our travel documentary has accidentally turned into a travel documentary because we've just seen a big dog cathedral and we're just kind of looking at it and learning about the culture and whatnot. Matt, what do you think of the culture?
Well, I'm very confused because it says Notre Dame Cathedral, but we didn't think that was here. I don't know where we are. Maybe we are in Notre Dame.
It's like Notre Dame just means Our Lady, so it doesn't have to just be Notre Dame.
Again, if you're just joining us, Nick thinks he speaks French and has been frustrating us with it all day. So we're now at the Charles Dickens Terminal, which is technically a service station just before the Channel Tunnel, and we missed our train. So
yeah.
It's a decent service station. How many tyres would you give this one, Nick?
I'd say 4 out of 5. It's got everything, really. It's got everything you could want, except a subway. There's no subway.
The lesson here is that if you try hard in school like Nick, you can speak French. If you don't try hard in school like me, you'll have to stick to Le Big Mac.
All 21-year-old men go on holiday for 2 days. Not one of them thinks we'll need shampoo, shower gel. One of them thinks toothpaste.
But it was spontaneous.
Three of them think toothbrush.
James didn't even bring a toothbrush.
It wasn't spontaneous that you couldn't grab something. We all had packing time.
James thought one pair of shoes as well.
So. We're approaching our final destination, and as all travel documentaries have told us, we need to have learnt a lesson. What have we learned? Anyone?
That the real destination is the journey.
Very nice, Matt. Yeah, I like that one. Is the lesson that there are no lessons, and sometimes you just don't learn a lesson?
I don't search for meaning in life, it's just an endless series.
Just enjoy the ride.
Oh, that's nice. I think we'll end on that one, Nick.
What a travel documentary we just did.